To generate enough power, Glenn replied, to generate enough force of intent to damage the goat, he damaged himself. Everything goes with a cost, see? You pay the piper. What part of him got damaged? I asked. His heart. Huh? I said. There was a silence. Can you stop a goat's heart? I asked Glenn. No, said Glenn, startled. No, 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 no. Glenn looked around him, as if he was afraid that the very question might implicate him in the act, and put him in the bad books of some unseen spiritual force. Do you just not want to do it? I asked. Do you have the power to stop a goat's heart? No, said Glenn. I don't think I have the power to stop a goat's heart. I think that if one trained oneself to get to that level, one would have to say, what did the goat ever do to me? Why that goat? So who did achieve that level? I asked. Who was the Master Sergeant? His name, said Glenn, was Michael Ekanis. And that, said Glenn, was all he knew about Goat Lab. Glenn, I said, are goats being stared at once again post-September 11? Glenn sighed. I'm out of the military, he replied. I'm out of the loop. I know no more than you do. If I phoned Special Forces, I'd get the same response they'd give you. Which is what? They would neither confirm nor deny. The very existence of the goats is hush-hush. They won't even admit to having goats. This, I later learnt, was the reason for the de-bleating. It was done not because the Special Forces soldiers were required to learn how to cauterize the vocal cords of the enemy, but because Special Forces were concerned that 100 bleating goats on base could come to the attention of the local ASPCA. Glenn was looking a little panicked. This is black ops stuff, he said. Where can I go from here? I asked. Nowhere, said Glenn. Forget it. I can't forget it, I said. It is an image I am unable to get out of my head. Forget it, said Glenn. Forget I ever said anything about the goats. But I couldn't.